This is the Composer's Datebook for September 27th. I'm John Zeck. Today, in 1956, the English composer Gerald Finzi died in Oxford. He was just 55 years old. Finzi suffered from Hodgkin's disease, and 3 weeks before his death had caught chickenpox from some children he had visited, and the infection proved fatal. Finzi was born into a wealthy, assimilated Jewish family. His mother was musical and an amateur composer. Even with talent, wealth, support from the likes of Ralph Vaughan Williams and Bernard Herrmann, and several golden opportunities for career advancement, Finzi proved to be a rather diffident soul who seemed to prefer to work in seclusion and relative obscurity. He collected rare books and scores by 18th century English composers, but is most famous for his settings of poems by Thomas Hardy, a contemporary of his parents' generation. Himself an agnostic, Finzi produced a small body of sacred choral works and two instrumental pieces that have endeared him to clarinetists, a set of clarinet bagatelles from 1943 and this clarinet concerto from 1949. Although never completely forgotten, a serious revival of interest in Finzi's music had to wait several decades after his death. The British critic Norman Lebrecht offers this assessment of Finzi's appeal: a confluence of Elgar without bluffness and Vaughan Williams at his most delicate. His concerto for clarinet and strings is a light and lovely lament for lost times. For more on the life and music of Gerald Finzi, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.